on the governor's cue, the siren pierces through the frigid, clear air, and immediately rows of anglers standing above the falls and waist-deep along the river's edges cast in their lines. Almost instantly, many have to reach for their nets. The fish are biting. Jared Major of Marshfield has just snagged 4 rainbow trout. That's the daily limit here, all within the first 30 minutes. Using his pocket knife, he cleans them in the river.
Get them ready for the skillet, huh?
Next to him stands 89-year-old Tom Farr of Marshfield, a retired mailman.
I started 73 years ago today.
His fingertips are bleeding slightly.
I got a little hook, no big deal.
For Farr, the magic all began as a 16-year-old when his music teacher doubled as the sponsor for the Marshfield Wildlife and Conservation Club.
He got a school bus and brought us all down here the last day of February. We camped out at the Susie Hole all night, tried to sleep, nobody slept, it was too cold, and so we could be here for the opening day in 1946.
It was a group of 20 rowdy boys, he said. He's one of only 3 men from that original group who survive. Farr says he still remembers that part of the park, the area locals refer to as the gut hole, was roped off.
And Harry Truman was president, and they thought he was coming that day. So they roped it off and saved it for him. Well, we thought, hey, that's probably the best stocked hole in the park, so we fished as close as we could. And it's been a happening all these years. It's not a fishing trip, it's a happening.
It's not a fishing trip, it's a happening. One of the first anglers to catch a fish was Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, who represents Missouri's 4th District in Congress. She says she first learned about trout season when she was a fresh-out-of-college school teacher just down the road in Lebanon.
And I came to school one day, and there was only 3 kids in first hour, and then there was only 2 kids in second hour. And I said, what is going on? Is there a flu epidemic? And they said, it's opening day of trout season, Miss Delmer. Don't you know that?
Missouri's catch-and-keep season at its state trout parks runs through October 31st. In addition to Bennett Spring, 3 other state parks operate trout hatcheries: Montauk State Park near Licking, Roaring River near Cassville, and Merrimack Spring Park close to St. James. The Missouri Department of Conservation was expecting about 2,300 anglers at Bennett Spring alone on opening day. And the staff here stocked about 3 rainbow trout in the river per angler. But as for Tom Farr, that fisherman who's been coming here for 73 years, he says he has no qualms with nor embarrassment calling it a day after catching only 1 fish. After all, he says, that's supper. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore in Bennett Springs State Park near Lebanon.